You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 128.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, hey, how are you here? Great to be on another masterclass here. And I got my friend, Mr. Ross Hamilton from Connected Investors. Guys, Ross and I have known each other for a long time, as you're going to hear on this episode. And Ross is, he's crushing it. And not only has the guy just done a ton of deals, but he was nominated by Entrepreneur Magazine as Emerging Entrepreneur of the Year, I should say, for starting Connected Investors in 2005 and you know, taking it to where it's gotten today. And really what we want to focus on this particular episode is I'm always hearing about investors, right? And when I say investors, I'm talking wholesalers, fix and flip investors, buy and hold investors. Funding continues to be a big challenge for a lot of people. And Ross has set out 3 years ago to solve that funding challenge. And we talk today, you know, we get into a lot of content about how to fund your real estate deals. And we even talk about a particular platform that it's going to make getting funding for your deals so easy. It's a three-step process, and you're actually going to have hard money and private money lenders competing for your deals. You know, so we get into the difference between hard and private money, and private money is something that everybody's after, but yet, you know, not very many people are able to land it, right? And so, you know, we talk about how you can land hard money, how you can land private money, creative strategies to bridge the gap. You know that, so if you don't have, you know, if you want to use a hard money lender, but you don't have the 20 or 30% that's required to get into a deal, how to easily get that money. And then, you know, to make it all easier, we talk about this platform that he created so that you guys can easily get funding for your deals. And now you're not going to a hard money lender or a private money lender, and they set the terms, and then you have to either agree or, you know, try to find somebody else. The tables have turned here, and you're going to hear us talk about how now private money lenders and hard money lenders are actually competing to fund your deals, and they're competing for your business. So Ross is a bright dude. I think you're going to learn a lot from him. And yeah, this particular episode is going to be focused on how you're going to be able to line up funding for all of your deals going forward. Ross Hamilton, what's going on, brother?
Oh, just living the dream. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You literally are living the dream, man. I remember you and I have obviously, for the people that are listening in, you know, Ross and I have known each other for years, probably going back to 2009, 10 around there. And man, you were doing big things with Connected Investors. I always remember you just kind of being a visionary, you know, just having big goals, big aspirations. And dude, it's awesome to just see how far you've come in the last 6-7 years and how big you've grown the company, man. So it's just awesome to see.
Because you know what, when you're first starting and you're a visionary, if you don't succeed, you're just kind of a lunatic.
Yep.
People are like, yeah, sure you will. And you're like, no, I really will.
Until you prove them wrong. Yeah.
Until you prove them wrong. And, you know, just no matter what you're doing, whether it's real estate or, you know, whatever you might be passionate about, it's just about taking small steps toward a well-defined goal every day. And you'll eventually get there and enjoying the process along the way. And it's been I've learned a ton from you as well. I love your show, and I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you, brother. So, dude, let's do this, man. For the people that don't know you, guys, first of all, I highly recommend you guys check out, you know, Connected Investors, Ross's site. One of the things we're going to be talking about on today's episode is actually an area that I really haven't spent a whole lot of time covering in the past, and we're going to kind of right that ship here. We're going to talk about funding, you know, so whether you're a wholesaler, fix and flip investor, you're a landlord, you're looking for funding for your deals, we're going to cover all things funding on this particular show. That's really an area that Ross has excelled in. But before we get to that point, Ross, can you kind of give us the, you know, 40,000 foot view, how you got started in this business, and then fast forward to where the business is today?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, kind of all starts off back when I was 17, 18 years old. I was a BMX superstar, as far as I'm concerned. I used to travel around the world and compete in BMX competitions.
Man, I don't actually know that I knew that about you.
Yeah, you know what? I'll send you some old videos. I was on the front covers of some magazines. And
look at you, man.
Yeah, and maybe that's why I was never scared to take risks in business. But to kind of sum up that area of my life, I got really lucky because Dave Mira, RIP, who is the Tony Hawk or the Michael Jordan of the BMX industry, moved to my town when I was about 15 years old. So I got to spend all through high school riding BMX with one of the most celebrated X Wow. Games champions of all time. And we were friends and buddies, and I worked at the skate park, and I rode every day, and I was there as much as I possibly could. And thought I was going to be a BMX superstar. Even had a BMX clothing company, travel around, sponsor kids. It was an absolute blast.
Yeah, what an experience.
Yeah, and that dream all came to an end when I broke the heck out of my leg. I twisted my ankle so far it broke my leg. I was in a cast for well over a year. And when I got back on my bike, I just couldn't compete at the level I used to compete at. Kind of messed up my thinking a little bit about my life, and I had to find something else to do. And I did pull from some really positive experiences. I got so good riding BMX so fast because I was riding with the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. So when I got into business, that was really my philosophy. Find the best, you know, just hang out with them any way you can. Surround yourself with people that are where you want to be. Surround yourself with people that make the impossible possible. And that's literally what Dave Mira, you know, did for me. He would, one quick little point on that. He would do backflips and he would touch his tire to the ceiling. The ceiling was covered with tire marks that he'd put up there. So
that's so sick.
Making the impossible possible. So I got really lucky having a mentor like that in BMX. And after I hurt myself, I was like, man, I've kind of went all in here. I don't really have a backup plan, but I'm very driven. I'm not scared to take, take calculated risks.
Ross, how old were you at this point when this injury occurred?
I was 17, 18, which is a critical age in the extreme sport world. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much, you're going straight to the top or, you know, you kind of know if you're going to make it there or not. So,
okay.
Anyway, I had a lot of free time on my hands. So I went to Barnes & Noble and I went to the money section. Started picking up some books, found Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Robert Kiyosaki said more millionaires are made in real estate than anything else. I said, all right, well.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I'll play the odds,
yeah.
Basically. So then I picked up a few real estate books. Alex, I couldn't even afford them. I would read them, bookmark them, take notes, go back to Barnes & Noble the next day and read the book again because I didn't even have the $15, $20 to buy the book.
Wow.
But one of the books said, find a mentor. So I found a local mentor, learned from him. And in the course of 4 or 5 years, you know, had my name on over 100 real estate investments, transactions, lots of fix and flips, rent to owns, tons of seller financing type deals, commercial residential, land developments. I mean, I literally learned the entire industry over a 4 or 5 year period of time.
Yeah.
Took the profits I made and left my mentor because I was kind of working for him. It was more of a working mentor type relationship. Jumped in on my own. And the biggest issue I had, which leads to the topic of this conversation, is financing.
Yeah.
So I'd saved up about $100,000 cash. And I had to figure out how to turn that into millions. So I had to be very creative with my finance, with my financing. And throughout that period, just like in my BMX career, I learned better people you rode with, the faster you got good in real estate, the more people you're connected with, the more successful you are.
That's right.
So back in 2005, I was looking to connect with other real estate investors and LinkedIn totally sucked. Still does kind of suck. Facebook was just for a few Ivy League colleges and there were really no social networks for real estate investors. So that's when I started connecting investors. I didn't even know what a tech company was. Just had some money set aside from some flips, started to build it out. It's since turned into the largest social network of real estate investors online to where you can connect with each other and, help each other transact. and build relationships.
Yeah, it's huge.
So that's how I kind of got to where I am today.
No, that's awesome, man. And obviously there's a lot to get into there, but I think now, I mean, it's kind of a perfect segue to get into funding and financing, which is an area that, you know, as you and I both know, a lot of investors struggle in this part of their business. And, you know, depending on your model, especially if you're fix and flip or if you buy and hold, like funding is critical for your business, whether it's private money, hard money, you know, you need money, right? Why don't we start there, Ross? For people that just are not sure, can you talk about the difference between, you know, hard money and private money? Like what are the main differences between those two types of funding?
Yeah, that's a great question. The lines are a bit blurred there. But what I will say before I answer that question is, you know, being the CEO of Connect Investors, I see what everyone's talking about. And everyone's like, man, I need funding. How can I fund this deal? So I got really passionate about solving that problem on a kind of a global level. And when I talk to people who aren't real estate investors, but they want to do their first deal, funding is always their excuse that they give themselves not to get in.
The story they tell themselves, yeah.
Exactly. So now to answer your question, you have hard money and private money. Now, in essence, they're both sources of capital to fund your deals that's not coming from a bank. Mm-hmm. These are non-bank lenders. Both hard and private money lenders are both non-bank lenders. They're also asset-based. So no matter what anyone tells you, your credit is always a conversation piece, whether it's hard money or private money. You can get around it in hard and private money. But what hard and private money lenders do is if you have a good deal, they're going to lend you the money, but they're going to use your credit as an excuse to tick your rate up a little bit. Does that make sense, Alex?
It does. Yeah. Perfect sense.
Yeah. So because these are people who lend money for you to invest in real estate, they are taking all of the risk, right? They're taking all of the risk. So they have to really mitigate their risk. So if someone has bad credit and they like the deal, they're still going to do it. I can't speak in every circumstance, but they still want to do it. They're just going to make your interest rate or your points or the profit share go up a little bit. So whether it's hard or private money, credit is not a must-have, but it's a nice-to-have. Mm-hmm. And then they're both non-bank lenders. And primarily, everyone will say they're asset-based. So they're more concerned with the underlying asset that their real estate, that their money is tied to than they are you. Now, if you disappear, the harder private money lender is going to be stuck with the property. So they want to make sure it's a good property. And Alex, we should probably talk a little bit about what makes a good property, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So from your perspective, I mean, because, you know, you ask 10 different people, what's a good deal? What's a good property? You might get, you know, several different answers. So, yeah, I mean, let's just jump into that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right, Alex, there is no one size fits all answer for that. But the way the lender is thinking is what is going to reduce my risk the most. So I know no one on the line likes to hear this, but what makes a good deal for a lender is the more money that you can bring to the table, the better.
Yep.
Because then you have skin in the game.
That's right.
That's what makes a good deal for the lender. So I've spoken with hundreds of lenders. We have the largest private hard money lender network out there. And when I first talked to him, Alex, my mind was blown because I was like, so what do you like to lend on? Maybe deals that are at 70% loan to value? And they go, listen, the purchase price that the investor gets is what the property is worth. Forget the after repair value. So all we look at is the amount of money they can put down. Now, that is a hard money lender mentality there. So if you don't have any money to invest in real estate, don't worry about it. And we have some tactics to where I'll share with you to help you find the money down if you need it. But just so you understand how they're thinking, to mitigate their risk, they want you to have some skin in the game. Mm-hmm. In addition, they do look at your past experience. Have you successfully flipped in the past? How much experience do you have? They like to see some experience because it's safer. And then, of course, different markets have a different appetite for different lenders.
Exactly. So, yeah, you know, so I think it's important to know.
Deal.
Yeah, no, and I think you bring up some good points, because especially for the people that are getting started, you know, it's important for them to put themselves in the shoes of the lender and understand how and why, like what their lending criteria is. And like you said, it's to mitigate risk. I mean, they're in the business of lending money. Like, that's how they make a living. And yeah, if they have to fall back and take over the property, they want to make sure that it's a good asset and that they're covered. And so, you know, they want to make sure that you have, you know, experience, that you know what you're doing, and that you have, like you said, skin in the game. You know, I think the days, not that it doesn't exist, but the days of just having, you know, somebody coming to the table with no money, and then getting a hard money loan and having the hard money lender fund 100% of it, I don't want to say it doesn't exist, but it's few and far between, I think.
Well, it does not exist. A real hard money lenders just cannot and will not do that.
Yeah.
Because these hard money lenders, they raise huge capital from big funds, and they have certain underlying guidelines that they have to meet. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to explain to you how you can get into a deal using none of your own money, none of your own credit. And then we'll talk a little bit about private lenders more, because private lenders, to kind of define that how I see it in the market, they might do 100%. If it's someone who just wants to park their money in real estate and they're excited about it, they're not professionally doing this, those are private lenders. They might do 100%. But these are typically less sophisticated investors without a lot of experience. Because if they had a lot of experience, they would have had a few deals go bad.
Exactly. Yep.
and they don't want to make that, they don't want to make that mistake again. So let me teach you real quick how to kind of bridge the gap. What I did getting involved in real estate, knowing that hard money lenders needed some money down and that private lenders, local people, might be more willing to put money up, what I would do is I would at first find people who had a little extra money aside, whether it's $20,000 or $100,000, just through networking. And everyone wants to be in real estate. Like, just talk to people, you know, at the next barbecue you go to, right? Like, everyone's excited about it. They just don't know how.
Yeah.
So what I would tell the private lenders is, from time to time, I bring a few people into my deals. I usually pull together about 80% of the capital, and the private lenders put up about 20%. Would you be interested in something like that? And everyone's like, well, from their perspective, they are looking at the 80% thinking, wow, that's really safe for me. Sure, if you bring 80%, I'll bring the other 20. Great. Make a mental note of that. Put it in a database. Then when I go to the hard money lenders, I say, I have 20% down. Mm. I just need the other 80%. And they're like, sweet, this person has some skin in the game. So then I would use the private lender's finances to be used as kind of the down payment for the hard money.
I love that.
And that's how I kind of bridge them both together. And what it does is it makes the risk not so great for the small private lender. They might be putting $20,000 down, right? And the private lender would get a small percentage of profit. And the hard money lenders, the way that they make their money on fees, so they're going to make 1 or 2 points, and 7 to 14% is kind of where the industry falls.
Exactly.
So,
and
now,
can you quickly touch on, for just again, I don't want to assume if somebody's just getting started in this business, when you say a point, what do you mean by that?
Oh, great question. It's yeah. So a point is a percentage of the total loan amount. So
exactly. Right.
a point on 100,000 is 1% of 100,000. So just the other day, we were onboarding a new guy in our team. He asked me the very same question. He says, why do lenders even charge points? Why don't they just put it in the interest rate? Well, because these loans are paid back so quickly, 12% on their money, if you're only holding it for 4 or 5 months, is really nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make their money on the fees. They make a little bit on the interest rate. And then the direct lenders will also make money servicing the loans. And that's kind of how that world exists. The private lenders, you're going to want to give them a percentage of profit. You know, if they're putting up 20%, I usually like to start around 10% of the profits on the property. So that's a way to kind of bridge those two worlds together, and to make sure that you're talking each side correctly. And I hope you guys have found some value in that, because I was able to, at a very young age, amass 50 plus rentals before the age of 25. using creative financing like that.
Yeah, that's a really creative approach, man. I like the way that you've kind of bridged that gap, because I one of the challenges I just always hear from people is, well, you know, hard money lenders want skin in the game. They want 20 or 30% down, and I just don't have that money. And I think by planting seeds, that's one thing that, you know, we've talked about on a previous show. When it comes to private money, plant seeds, in my opinion anyways, Ross, let me know if you co-sign on this or if you have a different perspective, but plant seeds even when you don't have a deal or when you don't need the money. Because when the deals come, you want to be able to then go to those people to see if they're ready to pull the trigger or not. You don't want to get a deal and then start looking for the money. I think you want to get the money and then, you know, the deals will come, believe me. So start planting seeds with your network, with people you know, your dentist, your doctor, friends, family, and a very soft pitch, exactly like what you mentioned, Ross. Just, you know, let people know what you do, what you're looking for, and that I like the way that you phrased it, that, you know, you're going to bring 80% to the deal and you're just looking for somebody to bring in as an opportunity to fund 20%. And so, exactly. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of highlight that.
It's an easy conversation, and planting those seeds with private lenders early is key. Hard money lenders can close fast. Mm-hmm. These people, let me just make sure something is put out there. Hard money lenders right now are so motivated to lend money. There is more money out there for real estate than there are deals. They've raised money from these big Wall Street companies. They made pinky promises. They're going to deploy it. They are trying so hard to deploy the money. So if you have a deal, you have a little bit of money down, hard money lenders, they can come to the table right away, 7 to 10 business days. But yeah, Private money lenders, that's going to take a little more, right? So you want to plant the seeds and have that in place. Now, there's a new industry that's emerging, Alex, that can help people who might have a deal right now, or they don't have affluent friends that have $20,000 to $100,000 just sitting around. And it's actually the personal loan space. So there's a lot of these new companies out there that are kind of like Prosper and Lending Club and Cabbage. Look up some of these. But you can literally go on there, and it's actually scary fast how quick and how much money you can get from these platforms. But you can actually pull money out of those platforms very, very quickly, usually under $40,000. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the top of that market. But you can use that as your down payment money. So, you know, if you have a deal and you've done your due diligence, and some people you trust who have also had experience gave you the thumbs up and said, yeah, that's a great deal, you should do it, don't let anything stop you. You know, you can go out there and you can get that down payment money one way or another. And what we're starting to do on our side of the house is, when people need down payment money, we're trying to match them up with private lenders that have a little bit of money, or these personal lenders who are coming on the market, you know, by, gosh, billions of dollars is being raised through this now.
Yeah.
It's not taught in any real estate courses yet. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
No, absolutely, man. I wanted to bring that up because, and I think this is the perfect time to do it, because I know you and I were recently talking about it, and I want you to kind of talk about the platform that we have here. If you guys go to, it's actually a super cool site, but I love the way that you're matching up, and correct me if I'm wrong, hard money lenders and or private money lenders for investors or people that want to get funding for their deals. If you guys go to flipempire.com/funding, flipempire.com/funding. Ross, talk about the platform that we have here and you know, who's backed you guys in this venture, because it's pretty damn awesome.
Yeah. So it's, when I first founded Connected Investors, I really wanted to innovate. Like we said in the beginning, I wanted to kind of change the industry. And this has really, in my opinion, been the big shift in the industry. So about 2.5 years ago, Alex, I was actually competing in an Ironman triathlon. And another gentleman who I was training with happened to be the CEO of a company called LendingTree.
That's pretty awesome.
You guys ever heard of that? They got the green puppet dances around.
Nice.
And yeah, he saw what I was doing in the as we were jogging there, kind of training for the physical butt kicking we signed up for some crazy reason. I was talking about real estate investing and how horrible the process was for a real estate investor to get capital and how dangerous it was as well. If you have time, I'll talk about that at the end of the call. And Doug, the CEO of LendingTree back in 96, created a model to where you just kind of keyed in some information about yourself and lenders would compete to fund your deals. Well, that model wouldn't have worked in real estate, Alex, in any other market other than the market that we're in now, because now there are so many lenders came in that they're dying for deals. It's the perfect time for a Travelocity kind of the real estate hard money world where you can see what everyone will do for you. So with the help of the CEO of LendingTree, we created the site that Alex just directed you to, and you just press a few buttons and then private and hard money lenders compete to fund your deal.
That's so awesome.
And these are verified hard and private money lenders, meaning these are not scammers or people who are going to waste your time and tell you they're going to deliver and then at the very end not deliver. These are all people that have went through a lot of verification. So you push a few buttons and you get matched up with the capital providers that you need. So as of today, in the last 30 days, Alex, we did just shy of $2.5 billion in facilitated loans. So that is huge. We're growing at a rate that's just alarmingly fast because real estate investors want a fast, easy, push-button way to find capital partners to fund their deals. And that's what we've done. It took nearly 3.5 years to get it right, but it's there, and we're an overnight success. It only took
3 years. Yeah. No. And what's so cool, man, is I'm on the site right now. It's a 3-step process. I mean, you fill out some information. I don't know, like the operative word that jumped out at me, Ross, when you said is these lenders compete to fund your deals. And then, you know, you're the one that chooses, like you have the control to choose which lender you work with. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they know they're competing when you fill out that form, up to 5 lenders will get your application, and they know that they better give you their best deal and not mess around with you, because they know they're going against they know they're going against other lenders.
Ross, at least a couple times a week on properties that we're wholesaling, I have buyers on our list that will call us and say, "Hey, I'm looking for hard money. Do you have anybody you could refer to me?" And we have a couple local go-to guys, but they set the terms, right? It's like, it's a take it or leave it kind of proposition. And usually it's to the tune of 15% and 3 points. It's not exactly cheap money. So what I love about, you know, the funding problem that you solved here with this platform is, you know, you're not going to one hard money lender or one private money lender in which they set the terms. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the tables have turned. Like I said earlier, there's more money than there are deals. So for wholesalers, this is a really important tool because people don't get into real estate, like I said in the beginning, because they think, I don't know, they don't know how they're going to get the money. So what's great is if you're wholesaling properties, you can just include that link with your properties and the buyers that you're talking to can quickly get qualified. Yeah. So for a wholesaler, it's a great way to wholesale properties to people who don't consider themselves real estate investors. And we all know those people typically pay a little bit more, which puts more money in your pocket. For the fix and flip investor, this is a great way to lower your cost of capital. A lot of fix and flip investors, they get in bed with one hard money lender or one private money lender, and they never shop around again, and they're paying out their end. So keep them in check. I don't care if they're your best friend. You know, it's business.
Yeah, no, and let me tell you, it adds up, man. For I know guys that are fixing and flipping 20, 30, 40, 50 deals a year, and a lot of these guys use hard money. And at the end of the year, I've brought it to their attention. I said, I hope you're keeping track of your books. I mean, did you see how much money you spent on funding this year? And it's enough to make you sick.
Yeah. It really is. And then for anyone who is looking for cash flow and wants to be a landlord, those type of lenders are in there as well. So it's a great way. You can go ahead and get a fix and flip style loan, and then you can use the same platform to then go through it and refinance it and turn it into a rental as well. So it's a good way to start. It's a good way to get conversation started with the real lenders who are very motivated to give you capital at a really good rate.
Yeah. Ross, just a quick question here that I thought of. What's the turnaround time? So somebody goes on, they go to flipempire.com/funding. They fill out, you know, some simple information. And then from there, like, what's the turnaround time in terms of, you know, the lenders receiving the applications and then getting in contact with the person?
So it depends on a few factors. Number one, your time of day. If you go there at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's a chance you'll get a phone call right away, but probably not. So if you're doing it during normal business hours and you're in a competitive state such as Florida, California, Texas, meaning you're not out in Alaska or Missouri,
yeah,
then your call will typically be within a few, sometimes seconds, sometimes minutes, sometimes a few hours. And also, if you're going through the form and you have some money to put down because you use the strategy that we talked about, you're going to get a phone call. Like, if you're in Florida and you have 10 or 20% to put down, and you do it during, you know, 2 o'clock PM, you're going to be on the phone with someone at, you know, 2:07.
Yeah.
Because those people are so motivated. So, you know, the more competitive the area, the faster the lenders are trained to respond. But these lenders are highly motivated to get in touch with you and to get the loan closed. So as fast as possible.
Right. And as far as the actual funding that people might need out there, this ranges from, it looks like anything under 100,000 all the way up to what, 5 million plus, it looks like?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, you can do portfolio loans through here. So if you own a bunch of rentals, you might as well go through here and see if you can refinance them all at a better rate. You can do a small, you know, little 100,000 fix and flip, and then all over the place. I mean, these lenders need to deploy capital very, very quickly. And, you know, that's reflected in the form there.
Yeah, yeah.
You can even do it on your mobile phone too. Like, the only thing you have to type in is like your address. So you're just pressing buttons and then you type your address in. So it's, you know, we built it for the real estate investor on the go.
Very cool. So yeah, you know, regardless of if you're a wholesaler, if you're a fix and flip investor, or if you, you know, are a landlord, you're buying and holding, you can get use out of this type of platform. And I don't think funding has ever been, that I can recall, funding like this hasn't been so easy. And I love the fact that like you said, the tables have turned and now you have verified. And I think that word needs to be, you know, stressed, verified hard and private money lenders competing for your business. So
I say one thing about the verified statement here, because it's, you said it was important, but I don't know if people on the line understand that. And I want to save people a lot of heartache. So what we found when we talked to our lenders, the biggest competition that lenders have, it's not each other, it's scammers and very inexperienced lenders and or wannabe brokers. So what I want to tell you is, if you're out there on any social networking platform, whether it's the one we built or LinkedIn or Facebook, and someone tells you they're going to lend you money, there is a very, very good chance that it is going to be a complete waste of your time and you could even potentially get scammed. Alex, 2 months ago, we watched someone try to scam people, and they tried to apply through our site, and we were watching them online. And one of the guys who works for me used to know some people in some high up government agencies. Mm-hmm. Pass the information on. We got this guy's account shut down. He had $462,000 of stolen money in his account.
Incredible.
He had been from real estate investors who were sending this lender their down payment or even the money. Their down payment, the money, you know, all the fees were going to this guy, and he was just scamming them. So verify your lender. Ask them, tell me about the last few deals you've closed. Unless they're a private person that you personally know and they've never done a deal. Mm-hmm. But if you ever get solicited online, I'm going to fund your deals. 9 times out of 10, it's not someone who's trying to steal your money. It's someone who is trying to take your information, send it to a mortgage broker, and make a point or two on the transaction. Now, we don't take any fees, so when you go through our platform, it's not going to mark up your cost of capital.
Okay, I was just going to ask you about that. Yeah.
We're not brokers. We're not lenders. We simply make connections for you, and the lenders pay us a subscription to be on the receiving end of that. So that's why it's 100% free for you. They don't have to increase the rate. And I can't advocate enough. Be important. Be very, very careful when you meet lenders online. Have them verify themselves to you. They go talk to a borrower that they've done business with. They'll respect you for asking those type of questions. Make sure that's not the loan they're funding. So.
Awesome. Well, guys, I wanted to have Ross on not only because I've known him for years and he just operates with integrity, but like I said, he's a visionary, cool, down to earth guy, and this is an awesome platform. You know, whenever I come across a resource that I'm either using or will use when I need it, I'm gonna pass that along to you. You know, if it's something I believe in, if it's something I think can benefit you, I'm not gonna be shy to recommend or refer that resource. So, if you guys, you know, even if you have funding in place through your hard money lender, or maybe even you have private money lenders, I encourage you to go to the site, put your information, and see what's out there. Because again, you know, we've said this several times, but I'll say it one last time. You're going to have verified hard and private money lenders competing for your business. You may be able to get better terms, better rates. Worst case scenario, build some relationships. So go to flipempire.com/funding. And it's a very simple 1-2-3 step process. So Ross, I think we've pretty much covered it, dude. I don't know if you have anything else to add, but this is awesome what you've put together here.
I'm absolute best. And you know, when you guys visit that site, if you see it and you like it, even if you don't necessarily need funding right now, feel free to share that link on your social media accounts, because we want to make sure people don't get ripped off or get scammed. And it's a really great resource to share. So share it with your buddies on all your other social media accounts. And Alex, thanks for having me on. I look forward to coming back again one day.
Thank you, Ross. Appreciate you, man. Keep doing big things. And guys, thank you for listening in. If you have any questions about this, I'm happy to answer them. Just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. And other than that, I look forward to catching you on the next show.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.